Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our friend Ben Kercheval joins us here on the DA Show. He's a college football writer and insider for CBSSports.com. Ben, good morning. How you doing?
Doing great. Good morning.
Appreciate you joining us as always. And let's talk about Clemson's dominant performance last night. Maybe not that surprising because Georgia Tech's not very good this year, but do you foresee a regular season where Clemson isn't really tested at all throughout the regular season?
No, you get into conference play, and you mentioned Georgia Tech's not very good. I mean, they're not running the triple option for the first time in like 11 years.
Right.
They have to like completely reset this thing. But, you know, even then you look at last night and, you know, Trevor Lawrence wasn't perfect, threw a couple picks. You know, Georgia Tech may not be that good, but they got some players on defense. At cornerback. So, you know, you're going to go through the regular season, and even though they're an overwhelming favorite, as they should be, you get to go play against teams that are familiar with you and know who you are. So at some point, you're not going to play perfect. You're going to have an off game, and you're going to encounter a team that knows you well enough and is good enough to sort of put a scare in you. And I don't necessarily think that they'll lose a regular season game, but I do think that they'll be tested. I mean, it's the mathematics say at some point you're going to be off, someone's going to be playing up, and that's what happens when you play the same teams who know who you are every single year, know your tendencies.
All eyes were on Trevor Lawrence last night as he ascends upon perhaps a Heisman Trophy campaign, but he didn't really play all that great. Travis Etienne of the ground game was amazing. Etienne had over 200 yards, and the ground game had over 400 yards. Do you think there's a possibility that this year, with all of the expectations on Trevor Lawrence, him being only a true sophomore, that he might be at times underwhelming?
Well, it's bound to happen at some point. The two interceptions were not good decisions. One was just a bad late throw, almost turned into a pick six. Second one was kind of forced right before the half, but I think that was just them trying to take a chance, and it didn't work out. The thing to remember about Lawrence, and look, I say this as someone who, we have to give bold projections every single year. I picked Lawrence to win the Heisman. You know, obviously everyone saw what he did last year, leading them to a national championship. He's only started like 10 games, like 9 or 10 games. I mean, if you do that start to finish, that's not even a full season. So you have to allow him the time to get better. And one thing about football from one year to the next, it's not linear. It's not just because you're a year older, there's, you know, one year ahead. It's not like you just automatically get better. Everyone just gets better. That's not how it works. You still have to put in the time. You still have to put in the effort. You still have to grow. You're going to have to make some mistakes. And I think, you know, last night, I don't think anyone still goes, oh, now Trevor Lawrence stinks. Like, I don't know anyone that walking away going like that. But I think it's a nice reminder for us to just go, okay, you know, it's sort of like the stock market, right? You're going to dip a little bit at times, and it's going to go back up. You just have to allow him to grow and prosper as a player. But I will say this. We know he's an accomplished passer. Did you see his wheels last night? The fact that he can casually, like, really like run really well for a first down, I think that's what's terrifying, that part about his game that is still sort of yet to be untapped.
Ben Kercheval joins us, CBSSports.com, looking at week one of the college football season. Utah gets a week one victory last night in the Holy War against BYU. Some are calling Utah the best team of the Pac-12. Number one, do you think they are the best team of the conference? Number two, what did last night tell us about the Utes?
Well, I think I picked them to win the Pac-12. I mean, obviously, Oregon still has to play Auburn this weekend, Washington. So, we still probably have to wait a little bit before we can, you know, see what they're up against. BYU, they don't have any playmakers on offense, man. I mean, you know, that was sort of a defensive battle. It was 9-6 at halftime. Only touchdown was a pick six for the Utes. That was one of those games where, because Utah is just such a sledgehammer with that running game with Zach Moss, such a strong, fast defense. You go, okay, at some point this 9-6 game is going to like blow completely open. That's what happened. It was 30-12. So, you know, BYU is just not the type of team that can keep up with that. They're going to wear down really easily. They're going to get challenged a little bit more, I think, when they get into the Pac-12 this year. I think Utah can win the Pac-12. If they get out of that South Division, I will always give them a chance in a conference championship game, because then at that point, it's just one game. I mean, you can reset everything and just say, okay, we got to go out and just win one more game. So if, you know, Tyler Huntley keeps developing as a passer, they had some bad drops last night, some missed opportunities. Those wide receivers need to step up a little bit more. But that defense, they can absolutely lean on it. Zach Moss is, he might be the most complete running back in that conference. So I really think that they have a good shot if they can just sort of work out those kinks offensively.
Normally, when we look at an SEC versus a Pac-12 school, we assume, well, power football in the SEC against a finesse program in the Pac-12. But that's not necessarily the case here with Auburn and Oregon, because Mario Cristobal wants to play a power ground game as well. How do you handicap this matchup between two styles in the biggest game of the weekend?
Well, my man's a former offensive line coach, you know, and it's no surprise that Oregon's probably got like one of the best offensive lines in the country. So, yeah, I mean, that's going to be their game. So this is going to be a fun matchup. Great matchup in the trenches. Mentioned Oregon's O-line, Auburn's defensive line, just so much athleticism all over the field. Auburn was about a field goal favorite on that neutral site, sort of depending on the book that you're looking at. I think I picked Oregon straight up in that game, just because I think the advantage of having Justin Herbert at quarterback is going to give them an edge. But, you know, Bo Nix is a real wild card here. I mean, he could really have the chance to sort of tilt this thing really in the favor of Auburn if he comes out and plays well, because we know the Tigers have great speed at wide receiver. I mean, there's absolutely nothing lacking there. It's just, as a true freshman, can he go out on a big stage and perform well under pressure and make a lot of plays? So I think if he goes out, plays really well, I think Auburn really might end up being able to run away with this. But he to me, is going to be that factor there. And if he's a true freshman going out, winning the starting job right away, he must be doing something right. I'm really looking forward to seeing him play and see what he's capable of. Right now, I'm going with what I think is a little bit more of a sure thing, even though Vegas tends to think it's Auburn's game. But I'm excited for this one. Two really good teams on a fast track. I think this one's going to be spectacular.
Why do you think that Gus Malzahn decided to go with Bo Nix? I mean, he's probably on the hot seat this year. Auburn arguably has the toughest season or the toughest schedule in the entire nation. Is it because he had no better options, or by starting a true freshman, does it buy Gus Malzahn an extra year?
At Auburn, nothing buys you a year. Maybe a national championship, but not a lot else. I look at it this way. If Bo Nix is young and promising and can do everything, or at least most of everything that you want him to do in the offense, I think you roll the dice and take a chance on him. You mentioned Malzahn being on the hot seat at a moment's notice if things start to go wrong, and I won't disagree with you there. But I also think at times like that, sometimes you bet on yourself and you bet on the young guys and you play a little bit with house money, because if it's going to work, then all of a sudden you've set yourself up for the next 3-4 years with a guy who can really play. And if it doesn't work and you do get fired, one, Malzahn's going to get a boatload of money, and two, then you did it your way. So sometimes I think when you're backed into a corner like that, I think it's worth going with the guy that you see the highest ceiling with.
I love that, the boatload of money. Yeah, that's always a good thing to fall back on if you're Malzahn. Final question for Ben Kercheval. Outside of Oregon and Auburn, what's the most interesting matchup of the week one?
The line won't tell you this on paper. I think Houston, Oklahoma is going to be so much fun. That's about a 23.5 point spread. And I let me ask you, what am I missing here? Derek King coming back after scoring 50 touchdowns in 11 games. He was hurt at the end of last season, and he led the FBS at the time with 50 touchdowns. And now Dana Holgerson's got the keys to that Ferrari. And if he never beat Oklahoma when he was at West Virginia, but I think he's got great playmakers there. We don't know for sure that that Oklahoma defense is any better this year. Trey Norwood's out for the season with a knee injury, so they even one of their better players they've already lost. And let me, I always sort of ask this, what if Jalen Hurts is a little slow coming out of the gate? I mean, we just sort of assume he's going to be great in that offense. What if he, you know, what if he's a little sluggish coming out? So I would pick Oklahoma to win that game, maybe even do it by double digits, but like 3+ touchdowns in a like a field goal, I think you take Houston in the points there. I think that and bang the over too, and it's at 80. I mean, this one is going to be a track meet.
Oh, now you see this. Now you have gone straight to our hearts here on the DA Show, because not only have you given us awesome college football analysis, but then given us picks as well and telling us to bang the over. This is why we love having Ben Kercheval here on the show. Read his stuff at CBSSports.com. Follow him on Twitter at Ben Kercheval. Ben, awesome stuff, Ben. Have a happy Labor Day and Week 1 college football weekend. We'll do this again soon.
All right. Take care, friend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.